Hey, everybody, I am your host, Rob Patrick, and this is Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the improv comedy show made up on the spot and out of thin air. We have our players sit here literally vibrating with anticipation. We're going to kick off our first game. Our first game is a game that we call Once Upon a Time. We are going to tell a fairy tale one word at a time, and our players in order are going to be Matt, Jason, and Ty. And the story we are going to tell is the story of the person who found Bigfoot.
What?
There
was
a
man
foot
who
had
a
lady
foot.
It
was
pregnant,
and
the
baby
foot
grew
small,
which
was
a
abnormal
trait.
Conspiracy
physicists
believe
this
big
little
hybrid
foot
was
an
anomaly,
but
ancient
presidents
and
Egyptians
got
down.
They
wrote
a
manuscript
explaining
how
baby
feet
will
breed
ravenously.
It's weird. I saw this exact episode on the History Channel last week.
I was gonna say.
Oh, so good, so good. All right, our next game is going to be a game we call Last Word, First Word, and this is going to be for, in order, James, Jason, John, all the J's come to play. So the pretense of this is James is going to start with a sentence. Jason's first word of his sentence has to be the last word of James's sentence. John's first word of his sentence has to be the last word of Jason's sentence, et cetera, et cetera. And we are going to make this scene that James is the director of Rocky 19, and Jason and John are playing Rocky and his opponent, respectively.
Okay, Stallone, your motivation is you're half cyborg and you must win.
Win? It's all I gotta do. I just gotta win?
Win? What do you, what is means win? What do you mean by that?
That, Drago 19, is the what happens when you, as the interstellar Russian alien beast, are taken down by Cyborg Stallone or Rock X.
X, is this one gonna be X-rated? Did I reach that point of my career again?
Again, I must ask, did I fall into a porno movie?
Movies have lots of different themes. The fact that the middle portion has a lot of gratuitous nudity does not make this a porn.
Porn, yeah, I mean, I ain't got no problem with the porn, you know. I just got, if I'm going to be whipping out the Stallone Stallion there, you know, I just got to make sure I'm getting the proper amount of recompense there, you know.
You know, I did porno once. It was with two women's, and they had lots of fun.
Fun is what we are aiming here on set. But as far as payment, Rock, it actually, if you look in your contract, it specifically states that everything in the middle act, you're not getting paid for. But we do have piles of blow for you.
You know, I was looking for it. You kept saying but, and I thought that's the angle of the movie we were going to be doing here, but now I don't know. If I'm not making full figures, I don't know if, you know, the show pony's going to be at the race.
I'm going to cut that off before we make John say show pony in a Russian accent.
I just wanted to see John play the race card.
I wanted to talk more about blow.
Blow.
Our next game is a game for all of our players. They're going to get to chime in or raise hand and buzz in and jump in. This is a game we call On the Spot Punchline. Actually, scratch that. I'm going to call on them. On the Spot Punchline. It's in the name, Rob.
Good job.
I'm going to call on somebody, and they're going to give me just a punchline of a joke, whether it's a real punchline, whether it's a punchline they just made up, much like the rest of this show. Everybody ready? Ty.
I thought you said spay and neuter your pets.
Matt.
Rectum, damn near had to enter a legally binding agreement with him.
James.
I said quack. He said, no, we're getting a divorce.
Becky?
Tiger? I barely know her.
John?
The directors.
Jason?
That's why I can't go back to Texas.
Matt?
Bones. Because, you see, earlier in the joke, there was the whole thing about the bones. And then, like, never mind.
James.
Apkadef, go check him out. Christu, fuck you.
You just ruined my childhood, John.
And that's why they're not allowed to book Bill Cosby here anymore.
Jason.
Bork, bork, bork.
Ty.
And the prospector says, Alexa.
Becky.
And now I have cancer.
Oh, my God.
Becky.
Again?
Yes.
You deserve that.
That's why you don't put ranch dressing on dogs.
Jason.
And that's when I pissed his pants.
Let's just end it there.
Yeah,
leave everybody with a nice warm feeling
before
from Jason.
I have to talk about the blow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, our next game is going to be a game called Odd Roomie. This is going to be for Becky and James. These are going to be portraying characters that probably shouldn't ever have been roommates with each other, but somehow in our game ended up being roommates. James, you are going to be playing an old-time Confederate soldier. Becky, you are going to be playing someone who runs the drive-thru at Starbucks.
Dearest Begonia, did you bring me the rent upon these shores that I have marched to protect our homestead?
Oh my God, I keep telling you my name is not Begonia.
I have wandered across the great plains of this country to try and save that which you have taken for granted. Do you have your $400?
You know how many frappes I have to sell to get $400?
From the icy vanilla bean to the raspberry green tea, we have fought shore to shore to protect the rights of every man, Begonia, and rent is due.
Sir, for the last time, my name is not Begonia. I don't have your $400, but I'm going to stay here because I give you free Starbucks. That was a deal.
Could you at least get my name right on the cup? The things I have fought for across this great world of ours, I have fought on the hills of someplace in Pennsylvania to further places south in other states that we now are unionized from because of my struggles. Petunia. Is it Petunia?
You know what? That's close enough.
From sea to shining sea.
The audacity of somebody who works at Starbucks complaining about somebody getting their name incorrect. How dare you, man?
I found that a deep satirical point.
James demands satisfaction.
Sir, do you want your fucking pup cup or not?
Oh. And that sound, folks, means we are coming up on our last game. This game is a game we are going to call Hello Caller. This is a radio call-in game. Matt is going to be our radio talk show host, and John, Ty, and Becky are going to be the people in order calling in to discuss the topic of Matt's show. And the topic of this show is going to be chemtrails, real or imagined?
Welcome back to KFAB Radio. Today we're talking about chemtrails. Are they real? Are they imagined? Are we making up chemtrails as we see them? Is this a potential psychic ability we possess? Are aliens involved? We're going to go to the phones and we're going to get the real answers. Caller number one, you're on the air. Chemtrails, real or imagined?
Thank you for taking my call. I mean, I see smoke stuff on the sky, and I don't know what it is. I mean, in fairness, I lost my glasses, but I'm seeing a lot of smoky stuff, and I don't know if it's chemtrails or not, but I'm pretty sure it's chemtrails.
You know, I have sympathy for your ocular despairment. Please describe this smoky thing that you are seeing.
So I'm trying to make it out and make sure I'm not just imagining this. But
take your time.
It looks like someone wrote "I heart Martha" in the sky.
Okay. This is definitely chemtrails. There is no question that this is definitely chemtrails from the tall grays and the tiny whites and all the other alien civilizations that have been on this planet for years. The government, they don't want you to know about this, but we know about this. So if you know somebody named Martha, they are probably going to get abducted, and you could save them by sheltering them to make sure that they are not abducted. Let's go to the next phone call. Caller number two, you're on the air. Chemtrails, real or imagined?
Look, man, kid, the star, can you see, pal? You see, the star chemtrails, it's all bullshit. You see, the chemtrails, that's just Big Kim trying to convince you that Kims have trails. But you see, that's actually a falsity. You see, Kims have never had trails before. If you go out and you stay in the Kim, you ever seen a trail behind a Kim before? I've never seen Kim behind a trail before. But if you go out there, there's no trails here, no trail there, but a little bit of Kim, a little bit of there, you know what I'm saying?
Fascinating. Truly fascinating. I had not considered that angle before. So you're saying that Kims don't have trails.
Yeah, man, you know, Jeff, you're going to see it. You got a man and family named Kim. Now I got a Kim named Kim. I got a cousin named Kim. She has big old boobies, but she ain't no got no trail. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think we've all learned a lot from that.
So just be angels farting for all I know.
You know, we don't often consider the spiritual aspect of our simulated reality where we make up chemtrails, or chemtrails are real. I haven't landed on that. Or chemtrails might not even be, Kims might not have trails. That's what we just learned, among other things that I think we'll all be thinking about well into the night. Caller number three.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Chemtrails, real or imagined?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. They're real.
Well, there you have it. They're real. I don't know what else to say about that. We just...
Well, look, man. It's the lizard people. They're putting the trails in the sky. And they're killing us all.
Again,
they want to take over our bodies.
Oh, my goodness. I had never considered that.
It's true.
Well, I think we've all come to a
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Agent John Donaldson from the Federal Government of the United States of America. The preceding program that you have just witnessed is actually a parody. None of these events ever took place. You are all safe and secure thanks to your United States federal government. Good night.
And that wraps us up here on Mysteries. I think you can all think about what I just said and the deep implications of what I just said, surely not having been cut in on in any way. Thank you from all of us at KFAB Radio. I'm incredibly gullible. Good night.
They're turning the freaking lizard people gay. Can you see?
Pomping circumstances?
Oh yeah.
That's how you know they're the real government.
Yeah, they graduated.
Yeah, if they were impersonating the government, they would have played the Star Spangled Banner. Only the real government plays Pomp and Circumstance when they cut in on a radio program.
The Masons.
Yeah.
The Freemasons.
Yeah, oh, I thought you meant like the Mason-Nixon line.
Where are the Masons?
So that is our last show. We have been taking our audio, and in the background, we've been running this through our Humor 2000 computer.
The cyber chuckle.
Our computer has to say. Oh, our winner this evening, James Hatton.
Give me a hand.
Well done, sir. Undoubtedly for your portrayal of the Confederate soldier.
Oh, most assuredly.
Most assuredly. James, you know what that means. You get to kick us off in the closing credits. Where can people find more of what you do?
You can find me on the internet all over the place. IGOV.net, somethingelse.com, and islikethis.com, and you can read my Amazon book, Trio. Fantastic.
Over to Jason.
Hi. Probably me doing Civil War reenactments in Pennsylvania, as well as jpollardvo.com.
Over to Ty.
You can find me in the park doing Marvel Civil War reenactments, and you can also find me at youtube.com/high anxiety or twitch.tv/high anxiety media.
Are people doing that?
I have to say, I watched him last week, and watching him do the Captain America Spider-Man fight by himself, absolutely amazing. John, where can folks find you?
I think there's a Civil War reenactment nearby. But you can find me at acpnet.net.
And Matt and Becky, where can people find you or things you care about or causes you would like to support?
Well, I'm not present very much on social media. I have some, but I really don't use them. But you can find me in a bunker pre-enacting Civil Wars 3. So
yeah.
But no, seriously, support your local arts scenes and your local artists and libraries and all those good things.
Yeah.
Becky, care to follow up?
You can find me being just, you know, your average lizard person. I mean,
she's gonna dislocate her jaw and eat a hamster any second now.
Deep cut.
Yeah. And I'm your host, Rob. Sorry. No, please.
Wow.
Please,
go ahead.
You can't find me. So support animals and unfortunate humans. Less fortunate humans.
There you go. Less fortunate humans like myself who cut off my players as they're giving their credits. My name is Rob Patrick. You can find more about us and our show over at IJOV.net. Follow us on the socials, like and subscribe over on our YouTube. Listen to more of our stuff. Get in the comments. Let us know what you think. This has been another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. We will catch you all next time. Thank you so much for joining.
We love you. Bye.
My dearest Pagoni.